Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s. And each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Drums, please.
Yeah, what a song. Now, this is a classic. When you think summer... I mean, yeah. To me, the summer doesn't begin until this song's played. Bottom line.
I agree.
Bottom line.
Hearing it come from cars driving through the city. Yeah, I agree.
And it's amazing. This is the first time we've entered a summer and heard this song since Will Smith's reputation changed.
So true.
Do you think his reputation really
changed?
Yes. I remember the event, but I think if someone asked me about Will Smith, my opinion really has not changed.
I think
that
for
much
a lot of people,
him.
It has.
I'm with both of you in that. It hasn't changed for me personally, Elliot. But
same.
Again, Joe DeCamera, Elliot Shore Parks here in WIP, as we broadcast from the Frank F. Farley Plaza on the way down the shore. For me personally, I'm still a big Will Smith fan, but there are a lot of people that think he is the epitome of spoiled Hollywood brat who, you know, can't. I'm just telling you, that's what a lot
so
of
like
people think.
We're going to be down the shore, put on that song, and people are going to be like, how could you do that?
I don't know if it's that far.
Don't you remember what he did?
No,
like,
Joe's
I mean,
right.
Like, let's be real. It was messed up. He shouldn't have done it, but I'm not going to like forever think about that with him every time he comes up.
A lot of people will, though.
All right. Well, they're wrong for that.
At least for now. At least for now. Let's go to the phones. 215-592-9494. It is a great song. All right, so Phil's victory last night, which was good to see. Also, what movie makes you think of the summer, and what are you most excited about as a Philadelphia sports fan, both, you know, in the next week, month, year, whatever it might be. Let's talk to Chris right now in Plymouth Meeting. How you doing, Chris?
Hey, Joe. Hey, Elliot. Hey, James. Good show.
What's up, Chris? How you doing?
Doing great. Hey, so, Joe, first of all, I want to tell you, last year you picked the Eagles to go 9-8 to make the playoffs, and not only did you pick that, but you had the right reason, which was not that they were going to be very good, but that the opposition was going to be poor.
And just to be clear, Chris, this is one of probably 100 to 200,000 examples of why I'm known as Jostradamus.
All right. Yeah. But now I'm going to tell you what I'm looking forward to, and I don't want you to comment on it because you've demonstrated you know nothing about this topic.
Ooh.
So let Elliot and James respond.
Okay.
What I'm looking forward to is the Philadelphia Union, the best coach team in Philadelphia, who have a legitimate shot at winning a title this year. The only Philadelphia team that has a legitimate shot.
Well, look, I love the Union being brought up, right? I mean, Joe is definitely being quiet here. I can see.
I was asked to be quiet. I was asked to be quiet, so I'm being quiet.
You're following rules. You're always known as a rule follower.
Yeah, look, thanks, I want to get down to a Union game this summer. They seem like an awesome time, and they're good. That's really, I guess, all I can say about it, Chris. Sorry if I'm letting my Union knowledge down here, but
no, they have an offense. They've got the two new guys, Carranza and Oure. They've got Gazdag, who has just been great in the middle, and their defense, especially with Blake and Gall, is tremendous. So it's really a fun team.
All right, Chris, let me ask you a question, because I swear to God, I was considering last year checking out that postseason game when they got there.
Uh-oh.
When they next get to a postseason, are they going to make sure they don't make the mistake they made this past year and have it scheduled at the same time as an Eagles game?
You know, MLS doesn't pay attention to the NFL.
But that's
which
where,
is silly
but
of the
Chris,
MLS,
that's yeah. where that's where they're idiots. I mean, they actually had a chance to get me last year. They had a chance. And then, like, I'm hearing, like, they're really good. Like, okay. And by the way, I went to one Union game about 5 years ago. I had a really good time. I thought it was a tremendous in-game experience in that stadium. So they finally had, you know, their best year. People were saying they got a shot to win a title. Cool. Like, I'd prefer them to win a title than a different team in a different town. Cool. Here's a big playoff game. I think they were in the Final Four, if I remember right. Mm-hmm. That game cannot be scheduled at the same time as an Eagles game. Can't happen. If the powers that be think that's a good decision, then they're dumb.
You know what? They probably figure there's not as big an overlap between Union and Eagles fans.
But you got to admit, Chris, that's really dumb. I mean, come on, man. That's really dumb.
It's not a great idea.
Thank you.
Think about this. We've gotten two calls, one about the Flyers saying they're happy they're over, and one about someone legitimately excited about the Union. Like, it sounds crazy to say, but how far are the Union from passing the Flyers?
All right, Chris, give me an answer here for what makes you think of the summer. What movie makes you think of the summer?
I wish I could have said I was looking forward to the Phillies because, to me, summer is baseball. So I'm going to give you A League of Their Own.
Oh, A League of Their Own. That is a good answer. Yeah, A League of Their Own. Absolutely right. 215.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, and I still cannot believe that, James, you and John, I think this was one of the biggest outrage ever on our show when you two actually believe.
Oh, no, it's correct.
Hold on. You actually believe that Dottie Henson dropped the ball on purpose.
Most people believe it, Joe. You are in the minority here. Like, look it up. Do a little research. Actually, Google something.
She was way too much of a competitor.
I'm just telling you, you are definitely in the minority on this. Like, the prevailing opinion is she dropped it on purpose.
All right, so our next caller here, Elliot, I can see on the board, is a buddy of mine from back in the day at college. I'm trying to figure out why my friend Troop is calling right now. Troop, why are you calling into my show?
All right, I got to weigh in. First of all, how is everybody doing?
Doing good. I'm excited to talk to someone that actually hung out with Joe in college.
Troop's a good nickname.
When you said it was a college friend, I'm like, it must have been one of what, four?
This is the scary part of my day
so
right now.
So this is your college friend. We found it.
Yeah, this is the college friend.
The one.
Well, the reason I'm calling is to weigh in on the Emmett Barry debate, which I actually have a very unique story because it turns out it was the first day I met Joe in college my freshman year.
Wow.
We were getting on a bus to go to, like, the food hall, and he was friends with friends of mine. Yep. And he's like, hey, I'm Joe. Nice to meet you. And he goes, who do you think's a better running back? Emmitt Smith or Barry Sanders?
This was his icebreaker. He gets
nice
on the bus.
Nice to know that in 20-plus years he's still doing the same material.
Also, you know he knew he had a fire answer lined up. He's like, go ahead, say Barry.
Well, I said to him, I go, I think – here's the funny part. I go, I'm with Barry Sanders. I think he's a better running back. And Joe's response, I'll never forget it, was, you're wrong. And I'm going to tell you why. And the entire bus ride, he's explaining to me his point. And I'll never forget the line that stuck with me was that Barry Sanders' running style is not conducive to winning Super Bowls. And I said, he makes a good point, but I'm still disagreeing. And then that basically set the tone for our relationship throughout college.
It's amazing. You guys are still friends. I'm shocked.
Yeah.
And nothing screams I'm ready to have a fun time in college like breaking down conducive running styles.
Well, it was probably, if we're going to dinner, it's probably 6 o'clock on a Wednesday night. Yeah. It wasn't Friday night at 10 now.
Don't lie. You're at parties, hitting up girls, being like, hey, who do you think's a better running back?
Yeah. Huh? I dare you to say Barry.
This is your pickup line.
So what was Joe like in college?
Yes, this is the important.
Forget the running back stuff. What was Joe like?
Oh, boy. All
right,
if you
look to the guy to your right,
be very, very careful here.
Don't
be
Joe. Today he's kind of a cockier version of what he was in college.
Oh goodness! All right.
But pretty much the same. He's just got a little bit more swagger now. That's the best way I could describe.
All right, Troop. So I got to ask you a question because Joe has talked many times on this show about his wild college days and how he was a big-time party guy. Oh, you know, like the ladies and all that. Is any of it true?
You know, I'll give him this. He was pure entertainment. That's the best way I can describe him.
Still is.
Very, very entertaining. No matter what he was doing, there was always like, all right, let's keep an eye on Joe. Something's up.
I love that.
Keep an eye on Joe. That's
something's
amazing.
Up. I like that.
True.
Anyway,
call our show more often. Pal.
You didn't talk me too bad.
I definitely will. I appreciate you guys taking the call, and the more comfortable I get on the air, the more I'll give you about Joe back in the day.
Yeah, call every day, man.
Yeah, you're already amazing. This is great. So
all right,
call
dude, get out of here.
All right, guys, have a good day.
Bud. See you, man. All right, my buddy from college. That's funny.
Something's always up with you. That line.
Probably turn people off with that line because most people disagree with me.
Yeah,
you know,
it's contrarian there.
It's all right. You know what you're talking about. You say it, and people want to dig their own ditch. That's up to them.
This is your chance to educate people in college.
215-592-9494. I need to be educated and helped by people. So let me be very clear. I said last segment I need help from anybody and everybody, and I do. And here's why. James, you might not even know about this. So yesterday, today we're, you know, Elliot and I are broadcasting from near down the shore, the Frank F. Farley Plaza, on the way to the shore. But yesterday when we were in studio, our buddy Turtle, who, of course, works at WIP, has been tasked with submitting on behalf of our show and our radio station some sort of piece of audio for what is known as the Marconi Awards.
Ooh. All right.
Now, I don't know a ton about this, but I do know this Marconi guy's from, you know, way back, and he was instrumental in the early part of radio, and there is an award named after, I mean, I guess there's a whole bunch of awards named after
him. You just nailed that. That is
the Marconis.
Perfect.
Yeah, so one thing, James, is I need you to look this Marconi guy up for me and tell me who the heck exactly
he was.
Well,
he's the guy who created the radio, right? Isn't that Marconi?
I don't know. I mean,
it's
something
positive.
Like that.
Well, I'll tell you this much. I wouldn't submit this piece of audio.
No, this probably
is. I'm pretty positive.
This is probably not going to win
you
the award.
I was sure. He is the creator of the Practical Radio.
All right, so Marconi, you know, thank God for Marconi. If not for him, you know, we don't have a job here right now. We don't have WIP. We don't have Sports Talk Radio. So this guy was the man. So in honor of this guy, I guess it's like the Nobel dude, you know, some number of years ago, some powers that be in the world made a decision, hey, we're going to name a series of awards after him. And so Turtle came to me yesterday in the hallways and said, Joe, we have to submit to the committee by Tuesday. And by the way, this is our last show until Tuesday. A piece of audio of your show that's about 2 minutes long.
Oh, buddy.
And it has to be in the last year. And they want to submit, I don't know exactly, I don't know if it means 12 months, I don't know exactly what the last year means, but there's some sort of timetable here. And he said, hey, what do you think would be something good to submit on behalf of the station and your show that hopefully could get you and John and James to, like, win the Marconi? And I'm like, well, I'm like, first off, I'm about to go in to do another segment. Like, I was like, came out of the bathroom or something.
Yeah,
short
time.
And so I'm like, well, I don't really know. I'm like, let me think. And then I thought, well, let me present it to our listeners, because frankly, they'll probably have a better shot at coming up with something with the creative minds than maybe we ourselves can.
So especially because we know that you don't always remember everything that happens.
I don't remember everything, as Top Gun Trivia approved this week. So just first off, so to everyone listening, we're all ears. I mean, I'm certainly all ears. If you've got something that would be about 2 minutes that you think would be something that would reflect well on this show. Now, James, maybe you can look up what type of thing they're looking for. I don't know really kind of the rules of engagement. I guess it's sort of.
I don't either. I can try.
See if you can find out. But all right, James, you hear the show every day. Elliot, you hear the show oftentimes.
Yeah,
Does anything come to mind for you? And again, everyone at 215-592-9494, just, you know, help a guy out here. I mean, you know, what's a radio career without one of these Marconi Awards? So can you think of anything over the last, you know, year or so that stands out?
So it would be really funny if you submitted, if like James behind your back submitted the Die Hard thing from this week.
Yeah, that would not be good. I'm trying to win, not lose.
Was the Phillies trial this year?
No, that was pre-pandemic.
No. Okay. So the first thing that popped into my head when you started talking about this, and you said reflect well on the show, so I don't know how it reflects on the show, but you losing your freaking mind when Ben Simmons was traded is the very first thing that popped in my head.
But aren't they going to think I'm like a lunatic?
Well, that's what I'm wondering. I don't know if this is good or bad. It's like it could be something where they hear it and they're like, oh, my God, this is insane. We've never heard anything like this. Or they could be like, who is this maniac yelling in my ears?
Yeah, what's up with this guy?
That's,
I mean,
a good
it's a reasonable one to consider. It's certainly one of the more notable ones, that's for sure.
See, I think the Beat the Hammer segment you guys have is really good. It shows your connection to the audience, but I don't know if it really encapsulates in 2 minutes.
Well, that's the problem. How do you in 2 minutes?
Yeah,
how do you demonstrate?
You can't do it. I mean, maybe Joe celebrating, maybe you know, but
maybe
like a life advice thing, maybe.
Maybe. Look, here's the bottom line. I'm all ears. We are all ears. If you have an idea, if you're a hardcore listener to our show, and you know a lot of different segments we've done on the show through the last bunch of time. What is something that you think we could submit? Because apparently we have to do this by Tuesday, and anyone would like to. I'd rather win than lose. So what would be a good submission? 215-592-9494. All ears if you have an idea. That plus, obviously, what you're excited about up ahead here in Philadelphia sports. Also give us a movie that makes you think of the summer. What really makes you think of the summer from a movie standpoint? Let's talk to Tom in Abington right now. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas, how we doing today?
What up, Tom? How you doing?
Hey, just a quick PSA from the get-go. If I hear one more call or call up and say Nick Castellanos, my head might explode. It's Castellanos, people. Castellanos.
Maybe once he starts hitting better, everyone will, you know, emphasize the name.
Alshon Jeffries, Jeffrey,
yes.
Chase Daniels.
Yep.
We've had a bunch of these.
Joe, I thought you would have been all pissed off this morning.
Why's that?
Because the Phillies won last night.
No, would you knock it off, man?
The best joke going this week.
Come on, Tom. Come on now.
So as far as a clip from the show, I mean, I know it's too old. That whole chicken wing thing comes to mind, but if there's anything that comes close to the marsupial or the chicken wing in the past year, I'd lean towards that.
Well, you know, it's an interesting point because, frankly, if we use a piece of audio from 4 or 5 years ago, how could these award people even know that it is from 4 or 5 years
ago?
Right,
I was going to say,
how would
they
know?
Go back, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, if I'm talking about Carson and he's still an Eagle, then I guess they could figure that out. I mean, Carson stinks!
It's a good
one. Terrible, right?
Yeah, that's the thing that came to my mind, the chicken wing.
But they might think I'm talking about Washington's quarterback.
Also, for what it's worth, the chicken wing did not happen on our radio show.
Yeah.
Chicken wing was a pre-Eagles event type of thing at a restaurant.
Right.
Facebook Live, yeah.
Right. But again, they can't, you know what I mean.
How
about the Michael Irvin interview where he burped?
You know, it's not bad. I mean, the only thing is that's probably more about him than us.
I mean, you cursing is pretty hilarious, but I don't know if that's the best one to go for a Marconi.
I don't think that one's a Marconi.
Maybe like a drop of the week segment or something? Like a bunch of different funny ones in a row?
Yeah,
so my short answer to your question on the table today would be nothing.
Wow.
So gun to my head, if I had to pick something, it would be the Eagles roster, most of the Eagles roster.
Yep.
So this is how bad it's gotten in this city, okay? Last night I had a dream, and Joe, you, John, and James were in it, okay? And the Phillies beat the Dodgers in the NLCS, and they go on to the World Series. They're playing the Angels, and we're at the game, and they lose it. They lose the whole series there. So that's how bad it's gotten. Even my dreams, they're losers.
How you feel about being in Tom's dreams, Joe?
Well, I mean, look, what can I tell you?
So I touched on this the other day. 3 out of the 4 teams have built a losing culture, and they can't seem to get out of it.
Yeah.
And the case study in this would be Magic Eyes Horford, right? I mean, he was good in Boston. He comes here. He was pathetic. And now he might be the MVP of the Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
It's true.
I mean, he just wasn't a fit here, but I agree just in terms of the fact he went to a winning environment, playing much better, does not speak well of the Sixers.
Yeah, and the Phillies and Flyers are in the same boat. Now, the Eagles have won. You know, they've won recently, so it's different. And I think that's how they were able to string along getting to the playoffs so much. And then, the moves they made with the roster, obviously that would be the most exciting thing for me, but I'm not a Hurts believer.
All right, Tom, give me a movie that most makes you think of the summer. What do you got?
All right, this one's for Elliot because he poo-pooed my creativity the other day about National Lampoon's Summer Vacation.
Oh, that's a good answer, too. Yeah.
Got summer in the title.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, it's a road trip. No question about it. All right, 215-592-9494. You know, he mentioned dreams. So I haven't even told you guys this. I have, for about the last 3 weeks, been tracking dreams.
Ooh, we've talked about
this. I actually had my first nightmare in a long time a few nights ago. So this is a good segue.
So I started this on May 3rd. And I, not every day, but most days since May 3rd, have I was told, Joe, the only way you can effectively do this is you have to write the dream down as soon as you wake up.
Immediately is what they say.
If you don't do it within like a minute or two, it will be lost.
So I was going to say, how often do you remember what you dream about?
Well,
I
don't know.
Every morning when you wake up?
I'll just say this. I have something written down for about 2/3 of the last 3 weeks.
So I literally, I've probably remembered one dream in the last year. Maybe.
Yeah.
Wow, I remember almost all my dreams.
So, yeah, I mean, well, that's what you think you remember,
that is
Elliot.
True.
You don't
correct.
Really know.
It's a great point, yes.
So, like, as a for instance, now here's what I wrote down this morning when I woke up, and this is really bizarre. I mean, really, a lot of these are really bizarre.
I appreciate you for sharing this with us.
Yeah, I mean,
this might be the segment to share.
Get ready, Marconi, here we come.
This is the award-winning segment right
here. So here's what I wrote down, And you're going to hear my sister's name, Nancy, in this. You're going to hear my buddy's name, Ernest, in this. And you're going to hear my sister's friend, Kathy's name.
Ernest
in this.
Is your Tecmo Bowl buddy, right?
Ernest is my So here's what I wrote down this morning as soon as I woke up. Surprisingly, I found out that Nancy, who was my sister, is only 50 yards away from breaking the high school or thereafter rushing record for female football players. I know, it makes no sense. So I made the decision that I would go to Connecticut. That's where she lives.
Yeah.
So I made the decision I would go to Connecticut to see her break the record. A few of Nancy's friends, including Kathy Walls, were also going to go. On my way there, I drove past Ernest's parents' house in Abington, or Jenkintown, I guess it is, and I stopped by to say hi to Ernest and his parents when I saw them on the front lawn.
So funny picturing you writing this in your bed.
Yeah,
like, I know.
Like,
I like the and like thereafter.
How weird
yeah,
is that?
Great.
Yeah. Is that weird?
It's
so
really
found,
weird,
like,
man.
Keeping track of them has been beneficial. Like, are you enjoying it? Like, what's the point of this?
I mean, I think the biggest theme that has come to the table is there's a lot of women out there that like me.
Okay, that's the theme of all
your
dreams.
I'm just joking. I don't know. It's just a lot of really random stuff.
That's fascinating, though.
Yeah,
it's intriguing.
There's a lot of others. I guess I'll share more as we move through. But I mean, I've been on a dream kick for a while, like remembering my dreams and having strange dreams. And about 3 weeks ago, I started writing them down. It's kind of been interesting. 215-592-9494 from the Frank F. Farley Plaza as we get ready for the summer, which officially starts officially starts today at 2. Joe to camera, Elliot Shore Parks, he's in for John. Having some fun here today on this Memorial Day weekend on 94 WIP.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.